Ian Scholl. So Joe McGinnis's biography, The Rogue, Searching for the Real Sarah Palin, has been vomited up by what remains of the print media. I remember the buzz when Joe McGinnis actually moved to Alaska, setting up a house right next to Sarah Palin's, which should tell us something about real estate in Alaska, shouldn't it? Wouldn't a house next to Sarah Palin be kind of prime? Could a journalist in a normal market afford that kind of thing? Let's investigate that. As for Mr. McGinnis, isn't the simple act of acquiring this house a mark of total non-objectivity? Wasn't he, in fact, baiting the Palins? I'm just asking. I don't care. The critical response to the book has been totally dismissive on all sides, left, right, red, blue. I'm not going to cite any of the claims in the book because I haven't read it. Come to think of it, as I was sitting down to write this piece, I realized I haven't actually read anything by Joe McGinnis. I only thought I had. He wrote The Selling of the President, 1968, when he was 26, about Richard Nixon's presidential campaign. I used to own the book, never read it. I guess I was busy with Hermann Hesse or 100 Years of Solitude. And there was Fatal Vision. Saw the TV movie on that one. Gary Cole was excellent. New Yorker writer Janet Malcolm wrote a book about that book called The Journalist and the Murderer. She wrote of the generic journalist, quote, "He's a kind of confidence man, preying on people's vanity, ignorance or loneliness, gaining their trust and betraying them without remorse. Like the credulous widow who wakes up one day to find the charming young man and all her savings gone, so the consenting subject of a piece of nonfiction learns, when the article or book appears, his hard lesson. Journalists justify their treachery in various ways according to their temperaments. The more pompous talk about freedom of speech and the public's right to know. The least talented talk about art. The seemliest murmur about earning a living," unquote. That's a bit harsh, but is it any wonder that journalism has become a debased profession? Ms. Malcolm's book was serialized in The New Yorker. Mr. McGinnis himself seems to be of the vanishing breed of scruffy, whatever-it-takes journalists that were all the rage in the 70s and 80s. Okay, I hope he makes some money from the book. He probably needs some money for retirement. But on the face of it, his book on Sarah Palin is complete and utter BS. And even if it's not complete and utter, the allegations contained have nothing to do with the credibility as whatever it is she's credibilitative of or for. Her little bus tour, for instance, was funded by some slush fund or another. Couldn't Joe McGinnis have gone after that instead of allegations of drug use, extramarital affairs, and so forth? Okay, she's a bimbo, which I doubt. So what? This is one of those cases in which I say, okay, maybe you're telling me what I need to hear, but do I really need to hear it from you? I gotta go.